from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going up to 6 o'clock tonight when Rangers and Cardinals will be on. It was a big day at Cowboys practice, their first padded practice of the day. We have the C-note here for the Cowboys news of the evening. But before we get there, I do want to tell you the Rangers made another trade. The trade deadline is coming up in 58 minutes, and it was just over an hour ago that we got word that Andrew Chafin is coming aboard, a lefty reliever, certifiable redneck. He'll strike a lot of guys out, but put some guys on base, it looks like, from his whip.
Boy, you've got the scouting report right, and my guys in the league are saying he is who he is. He misses bats. He is a redneck type of a guy. I think that's a good thing. Sinker slider type, shaky command at times.
Yeah,
but has had some success here of late. So, but, and you're right, Wilczek, right? Left-handed guy, right?
Yeah,
and they don't have many of those.
Opposing
dudes.
Lefties are batting just 180 with no homers off him this season. And since June 8th, dude's allowed one run. He's got a 0.53 ERA, 26 Ks in his last 18 games. So,
wow.
He's been dealing.
You put him with Robertson and Yates.
He's been dealing. All of a sudden, you're liking your bullpen right now. Rangers did give up minor leaguers righty Chase Lee and another right-handed pitcher, Joseph Montalvo, and they have DFA'd Jonathan Hernandez.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's upgrades happening.
The stuff, man, for Hernandez.
Smaller upgrades are happening. As CY told you, their moves likely would be. Trade deadline coming up in 56 minutes. Of course, we'll be all over it in the build-up to that. And if anything late breaks, we'll recap it in the expressway coming up at 5:20. And then we'll be into Rangers pregame coming up at 6 o'clock. But,
and the Jungle Cat's back tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Jungle Cat's back. And I saw a quote from Ken Rosenthal about the Rangers still trying and still looking for a bat as well.
Okay.
So Chris Young is trying to do whatever he can to get as much talent through these doors as possible.
We're lucky to have him as a GM.
He's absolutely the man. I mean, he's looking at this division, says, hey, it's winnable, boys. I'm not giving up on you. Let's do that.
No, and he
neither's Dawson. Dawson ain't giving up.
Heck no.
I kind of feel like I have a little bit.
I'll be ready to give up again, before too long. But I do have faith that tonight's the night where the switch gets flipped, and Josh Young's return is going to serve as a catalyst to that. Okay, we need a catalyst for this Cowboys offense, and I think it needs to come in the form of a good young offensive line that can be physical in the run game.
Yep.
So the transition from Tyron Smith to Tyler Guyton and from Biotish, well, really still Travis Frederick, to your next center, Cooper Beebe, is huge. And You know, we understand Cooper Beebe is struggling a little bit with the snaps, okay? So he has some things to iron out. But
learning curve.
Yes.
Just a learning curve a little bit,
but
being a center.
I got so excited today knowing it was going to be a padded practice, and then they actually did the one-on-ones with pass rushers going against young offensive linemen. And I've been dying to know, Brian, how Tyler Guyton looks and what you think is realistic for him here in his rookie year.
And I just appreciate the fact that we get to do two live mics out there, and you're right there at the action. And I'm going to say this. Adoga was with the ones. So, yesterday I was like, man, there is no reason to put Adoga back out there with the ones. And they're trying to, kind of shuffle, I guess. And then Adoga gets what apparently is like a hip or a back injury. And so he's with Jim Maurer over there. Well, that throws Guyton into the mix, now every rep. They're trying to. They're trying to make sure that they get him as much work. I mean, he's the starter over there, as they're also trying to get, Awesome Richards in there. And then Awesome Richards gives up a big time pressure to Parsons. Now it's OK. Let's go with the rookie here. Let's go with Guyton.
Guyton looked good, man.
And Guyton is he will battle his ass off. And the thing about it is, his technique, you worry about him kind of falling apart when he gets tired, or it's like, oh, man, this is a lot of pressure. But Micah Parsons was over him predominantly. And then when it switched, it was our
Nealon,
the rookie, was over.
Nealon's been outstanding. But you said
he's
it, right?
Going good reps.
Like competing, yeah. And that's the thing. Like Guyton would lose a rep to Parsons, comes right back, battles, and is in much better position. So like in the beginning, we talked about he's so tall.
Right.
So he can get caught lunging. And we talked about it when he was drafted, marrying the hands and the feet. He looks like he's doing a much better job of doing that. I mean, I think that what we saw from Guyton today was very encouraging. I thought Terrence Steele showed like he's starting to get back to his form from 2 years ago. It looked like the power from the offensive line was much better.
And I'll tell you, you talked about young offensive lineman Dawson. Tyler Smith at left guard, there were a couple of times where they ran the ball behind him, and it was very effective. And he was also, they were trying to run an old school trap game. And where they pulled him a short little pull and then trap like the three technique, and the ball hits behind him, and they were able to get some movement when you got Hoffman and Martin pushing, and then you got the trap coming around. It created a little some space for him right there. But Tyler Smith looked like he was in good form today as well.
And Tyler Smith versus Mozzie Smith in the one-on-one pass rush stuff. That was Tyler
varsity
Smith.
JV.
Yeah, 100%. That was that's not the Mozzie wheelhouse, to be fair.
No.
I'm not necessarily worried about him trying to sack the quarterback right now. I'm just trying to get him
off the ball.
On first and second down.
Yeah.
Can you play with some more power?
Some strength.
Yeah.
Act like you've been there before. Look like you belong. Act like you care.
Yes. He has no pass rush moves.
He's confidence.
He's got, the problem is, everything to him, if he goes against a guy that understands, whether it's a Hoffman or Tyler Smith, one of those guys, just sit down on him. And he's not going to try and move you. Just immediately short set him. Get your hands inside and sit down, and he's just going to try and walk you to the quarterback. Whereas actually Carl Davis today was able to, against Hoffman, he went arm over for a big guy. So if you're able to, have a pass rush move, one or two of them, these linemen can get a little bit thrown off. Like, okay, is he going to set me outside? Is he going to set me inside? Is he going to go arm over? Mozzie's just, if he's going to play down the middle of blockers, it's going to be a long day for him.
It's exciting, though, because I think Zach Martin and Terrence Steele can combo us on some things on the right side.
Yeah.
If you can get the left side flowing, Tyler Smith making it look easy, can Guyton be like a plus rookie? I think that's the line. Can you be all rookie first team, something in there? And then you're talking about actually, building a full offensive line that could maybe make its way back into top five in the league. But we got to get through Cooper Beebe in the middle or some answer at middle. It doesn't sound like Hoffman, is it? How long does it take for a guy to figure out the snapping part? Can I get by week one?
I think the snapping part is to be, don't focus on that. Focus on.
That'll come into play.
Yeah, focus on the fact is snapping and stepping and doing what he needs to do, it's snap, step, get to the second level, snap, step, get to the scoop, snap, step, get to the reach. The snapping part of it will be no problem. I think it will. He'll continue to get the hang of that. It's the snapping and the stepping, and then the blocking that you're going to have
to work.
There's
some complicated footwork in there.
Yeah, it's center. It's, you know, they're going to always attack your offhand when you're blocking. We were talking about that the other day. Is you snap and your offhand has to go up to kind of get. So they're going to attack your snap hand. He's got to get used to getting his hands in place. And we were talking about it. Hands and feet mm-hmm. working together in order to secure blocks.
Is Guyton's game so much smoother now that you would think he's going to fit right in as a starter as a rookie?
Or I don't have
progress.
I tell you what. I mean. I wouldn't call him work in progress because he's gone against really good competition, and he has done a nice job with that, and he doesn't look overwhelmed or out of sorts or overpowered right there. I just keep throwing him out there. If Chuma Doga can't go, by all means, let that rookie stay out there and play all day.
It is the G-Bag Nation live in Oxnard, California. I'm going to transition here, do a take about what the line that Jerry Jones is holding, but I want to give you an opportunity if there's any other players that you want to make sure that
the linebackers. I mean, yep. When you if you're following along with us and we were the two live mics, we talked about the linebackers, whether it's Clark, all those guys. I mean,
dude, Overshown. First day of pads, first two plays, he's in the backfield.
Yeah. He's a natural, man.
I mean,
he's got a real feel.
Just a freak of nature, yeah. But Leofau looks good. Yeah, the linebacking group as a whole, I mean, Eric Kendricks, I looked over in front, I'm like, he's constantly around the football.
Yeah.
He's a wealth of knowledge for these guys. Him being next to Leofau, I think he's going to make him a really, really good player.
This linebacker group looked really good, and they went after Nishon Wright in this practice a little bit, and he was up to it
a couple of different.
He was very competitive.
He had a great breakup on fourth down on Billy Johnson.
Yep.
So Kendricks and Overshown are your two starters probably in nickel?
I think Mike really likes, I'm talking about Mike Zimmer, he really likes Clark.
Yeah.
But they're going to switch these. I mean, I think they're going to play a lot of base.
It looks like you got four guys that can play.
Yeah.
And that's something you could not say last year.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Zimmer's dialing it up with some of these blitzes, confusing these offensive linemen, confusing Dak a little bit. They had a great one where Micah's on the edge. You're thinking about it to get a rep versus
Fire
guy.
Zoned it,
and
yeah.
And he drops back into coverage, and in comes Eric Kendricks in the A-gap, and he flies right in. It would have been a sack on the quarterback.
What happened is they set it up where it made the guard and the tackle have to kick wide, and then when Parsons dropped, all of a sudden you got two, the guard and the tackle kick wide, and now that opened up the A gap, and the center hopping couldn't get over. Clean run at Dak for a sack.
Do you like what you're seeing from Carl Davis? Is there a young guy
one? You know what?
Rogers had a nice rep in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to need Carl Davis. To me, I just don't need him to be a rush down the middle guy. The fact that he showed arm over to beat Hoffman on a rep to get a pressure, I think, hey, give me as much as that. These one techniques are not going to be great pass rushers.
Yeah.
But if you could occasionally, the one thing Hankins could do when he was here was he could free himself to get in if the quarterback tried to step up.
But what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, is there's nobody as good as Hankins right now, and that's going to be
Linville Joseph, I think, will be their guy on speed.
I would say there's a possibility there, too.
Jerry Jones going viral once again for this time something he said in an interview with Nick Harris. I have a couple of things on it. I think he is tipping his hand, though, on what's going to happen next March. But the premise is, are fans frustrated or apathetic? How would you answer that at 877-881-1053? He says fans are not apathetic, which is the word that Nick Harris used in the interview. They're just frustrated. And he said they wanted to beat Green Bay and beat whoever else comes next. And they get mad when they don't get results. And, you know, I think generally speaking, Jerry Jones could be right, but you know, as we've talked about several times, this is different because it comes at the end of a 6 or 7 year time period where you felt like the championship window was open and you never got through. So it's not just, oh, we lost in the playoffs and dang it, we got to get back. This is the 3 decades now of losing in the playoffs. So I just think Jerry is significantly tone deaf here. I can't tell if he's trying to talk and sell his way through the idea or he genuinely believes it.
I think he believes it. Yeah, I think, you know, they're quick to talk about how the fan base is, you know, the renewal of tickets and, you know, all this stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, we've talked about it a bunch. You know, look at the stands out here. You know, these stands were full.
Dude, it is eye opening, and I don't know how anybody in the organization can look at that and not feel some type of way. You can give me all of the renewals on your season ticket holders as much as you want,
right?
But that's not your entire fan base, and there's a lot more reasons that go into that than just these guys are super Cowboy lovers and they can't wait to show up to all the games and cheer on their guys and buy a bunch of stuff. It's probably more of a business thing where they're going to flip those and they're going to sell it to road fans every single week and make a buttload of money off of it. So
yeah, that's not a good sentiment for Cowboys.
No. This is how you check the temperature of your diehard fan base.
Right.
This right here is, since me and Walchuk have been out here, and you talk to anybody that's been here year in, year out, all the guys on the beat, Broadus raising his hand, this is as light and dead. I mean, there's nobody in the bleachers.
Yeah. This used to be when you to make the commitment to come to training camp practice, you could sit up in the stands, but you got to find hotel space, you got to get a car, you got to buy stuff and all that.
Yeah, for a team that you know is going to end up S-ing in their helmets when it matters.
I haven't heard fans like calling for players or like lined up begging for autographs at the end of practice. Yeah. I mean, usually
Saturday
it's
was
just inundated with all that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where like I drove out to San Antonio as a kid. You know, to go watch practice with my buddies. You're not, I mean, the definition is semantics, right? Like if it's apathy, if it's frustration, you know, what's apathy, right? It's showing emotion and interest. Well, I mean, if you don't think they're apathetic to you, why aren't there more people out here, right? That's showing interest. If people are not coming out here, they're not showing you that they're interested in your product right now.
I mean, everybody has paid attention to all the teams in the division. I don't have to tell anybody, about 10 years or so ago, all of a sudden the Washington Commanders looked up and their upper deck was empty in a game. Yeah. And this was a fan base that, going back to the 80s and 90s, had held that tradition of, we're a great fan base. Yeah. We're selling out games. And I just wonder what their first indicators were and how different the situation is here with the personal seat licenses and the tourism that happens at AT&T Stadium. Maybe you'll never get there, but, you know, quite honestly, I love seeing this. I think this is what the Jones family would need ultimately to make a meaningful change.
Yeah, well, ultimately what you're going to need is you're going to need to see those empty seats at AT&T Stadium on a game day, and you're going to need to not see a bunch of videos where as soon as the doors open, it's a bum rush of thousands of people running in for their standing room only spot because they can't wait to get the best view possible for their $100 ticket. And then you're also going to need to see a dent in the ratings. And I don't know if anything we're seeing here with a lack of fans showing up is going to end up showing itself in the ratings or in AT&T Stadium for Cowboy game days. I don't know that it's going to translate to that.
I cannot imagine an any better scenario than they had last year. And I think that's where everything fell apart for the Eagles. You get the second overall seed.
Jerry's still talking about it. Like, man, it was perfect. We were healthy. We had home advantage. We won a new seed. It was all
there for us. I totally get the Cowboy fan. It's like, we could have had it any better.
Yeah.
And we effed it up.
And it's a negative to the fans. To Jerry, it's a positive. Like, oh, no, we were right there. We're going to be right there again.
Got unlucky.
We're the two seed.
Well, it's also the way in which they lost.
Yeah.
You can go back to those other playoff losses and be like, all right, it was a possession. You know, we were in it. They got their ass kicked from the second the game started.
Well, I think I agree with Brian that Jerry genuinely believes this. I think maybe some denial is in there.
It.
But I'll tell you what, if in fact he does, and it's basically the same year, let's put the win total at 10, I think it means he keeps Mike McCarthy, you know? Because he's saying fans are just frustrated. Everything is going great here. You know, we're winning 12 games a season. I don't think they recognize anything is broken. And if, you know, all you need is a couple of wins to get the fan base fired back up, we'll likely see that in this regular season. And he will be convinced no matter what anybody, the media, his legends, the fan base, none of that it matters. It's like it's not even, you know, getting to the point where Jerry can hear it.
What about a situation if Mike McCarthy, if all of a sudden it's a 10-win deal and, you know, it's a playoffs but it's out, and, you know, Jerry could, like, say, yeah, I want to bring Mike back, but Mike might have options. Hmm. You know, what if Mike McCarthy feels like, well, wait a minute now. You know,
it'd be a blessing in disguise for the Joneses then.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be
thanking the football gods for
it. He could be looking at it and saying, you know, you didn't back me when I was winning 12, 13 games. Now you want me to sign here? Now he might have options.
That
he
would
might
be
have
interesting.
Top options elsewhere.
And it depends on really what their pivot would be. You know, it might not be a blessing depending on who they hire right after that.
At least gives you a chance at somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's the same thing with Dak. Like, yeah, I don't necessarily want to give Dak all that money. But that doesn't mean I trust that the next quarterback they bring in is going to be the right one. I have no faith in that.
Good conversation, boys. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And when we return, it's going to be time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking us there today, buddy?
Yeah, well, I got the sunburn. It made me think, what are the top 10 worst feelings? What's the worst feeling for you? That's next here in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, G-Back Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for a top 10 at 420. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be wrapping up the Rangers finale against the Cardinals. So it'll be a 1 o'clock start tomorrow. We'll get on about 4 or 4:30. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Segment is brought to you by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book now at kissabledental.com. Segment of the Nation is also brought to you by state-of-the-art weight loss. That's soda, Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. And here he is with your Top 10, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much, General. The top 10 absolute worst feelings, 877-881-1053. Text in, what are some of your worst feelings, Brian?
Have you guys noticed me on the cam?
Yeah.
I look like I'm an angel. Like I'm coming out of the...
There's sun behind you. There's a little bit of light.
But have you noticed? Look at...
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, like, I look either that or going to hell. Special I don't know effects. Which. I might I'm died and I'm going somewhere.
There might crustiest. Be a witness protection over there, actually.
Yeah, your witness protection. No, it looks like Eric's witness protection.
That's me
today. Yeah, and I've got the angel vibes. Like I'm coming in the heavens. coming to save everybody.
You are. And one thing that we need to do is just, you know, I'm seeing just a little bit of clapback on the Twitters when it comes to Tyler.
Don't let him do that to you.
You know,
don't
let him come after you.
Yeah,
it's
some of my teammates. And I just want to let you know, as we have boots on the ground here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football, we're fortunate enough to come out here with our own eyes and be able to watch the practice, not just see some clips. Tyler Guyton was giving everybody more than they could handle out there, including Micah Parsons.
Micah was trying to get home.
Very good day for Tyler
Guyton. For both of them.
So, and Micah came back and won some reps as well, but Guyton had a strong day out there.
You know what this is? This is people that have been doubting Guyton because on the day after the draft, they're like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I see this and this and this, and he got benched against this team. You don't know what you're talking about. You know who does? Cowboy scouts when it comes to offensive linemen in the first round.
Absolutely.
You were wrong again.
They sure do.
Okay, trust me. I learned my lesson with the Tyler Smith ordeal. I said, man, look at this dude's stats in college. You know, he couldn't even get away with not holding college dudes. How is he going to survive in the NFL? Well, guess what? I was wrong that day.
Damn well did it.
I was wrong.
Yeah, they might have been wrong.
Never
about
again, Brian.
Last year's first round pick, though, we're going to need to see some more out of him.
First time the Cowboys mess up on a first round offensive lineman, I'm going to be there in full on denial. She will be on the other foot.
Deny.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the top 10 worst feelings. Certainly the sunburn is why I brought this up. I mean, Marty, peeling on the forehead. I actually just put on some of the aloe. It burned about as bad as when I neared my back that one time before I went to Israel.
I'll never
near it again. I mean, I can't even talk about the one time I neared my balls.
Yeah, I mean, the way Walchuk was lathering that sunscreen on his face today, he was like a ghost throughout majority of practice today. It was like, hey. He was like, dude, I'm not taking any chances. It was like an inch thick all over his face.
When you got it so bad, you don't mind that you just got caked on sunscreen.
Yeah, I knew that was like full-on desperation mode.
Yeah,
high
it was.
Discomfort.
It was. Sunburn, absolutely the worst feeling from the 225. A hamstring Charlie horse from the 214.
How about hangovers?
Hangovers are not fun. Yeah,
how about hangovers, but you got sunburn? Both.
That was a rough day yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you, barely was able to make it through the show, boys.
It can get a sunburn can get so bad it'll leave you nauseous.
Yes,
you know you'll get heat sickness.
I felt
on top
it.
Of that.
Yeah. I was just feeling like I need to puke all day, but it just didn't happen.
We feel like that about you every day.
Thank you.
You know, when you accidentally rip one in an elevator and then the doors open and there's people there, you know, and then you right as you're walking out, you get a scent of like that was one of your worst ever.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling of shame can be pretty overpowering.
Oh, my gosh. A fart shame. Public fart shaming is real.
It's not fun.
You're just like, oh, no. Because no one needed that. No one was expecting to, when those elevator doors opened, to just get flooded with something
it's
like that.
Just get crop dusted.
Innards of Dawson like that.
The kidney stones is being texted in.
Oh, God. No. God, that hurts.
Yeah. Toothaches.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate to not have to deal with that lately.
I'll tell you, the fear of heights. You know, like you get up on one of these ski lifts or even some of these overpasses.
Even the overpass.
That's not good. You know, if you're ever behind a Nissan Frontier going about 35 miles an hour over one of those 635 paths, that's me.
Yeah, there's a couple of those highways that get real tall on you.
Very.
Takes the life right out of me.
Yeah, I've had a couple. When you drive in some areas here. You know, on the cliffs and stuff.
Ooh, gets a little hilly.
Takes your breath away a little bit.
We definitely got some replies over you're caught in traffic and you gotta make a two-ski.
Oh, yes.
Although,
now, I was going to say, this happened to me at a remote a couple of weeks back. We were downtown at that really
Moxie's.
Fancy spot.
Moxie, right?
Yeah,
Moxie. Yeah, it's very swanky.
Where you have to go so bad that it's hard to walk, you know?
Oh no!
You're partially in pain. You're partially. You don't want to move quickly for fear of losing control. There's a lot going on.
You overdid it with the fiber thins that day.
It was
the Metamucils.
It was something. I don't know exactly what the concoction was, but
that's probably what happened to DK Metcalf that one time when they brought the cart out for him.
That's probably a good pull,
Deucey.
We got our buddy Rocket, longtime Tolo, so getting all the way to your hotel room and realizing you left your key card in the room.
I've done that. How many key cards have you gone through since you've been here? What? I think I've gone through. I've had to go up to the desk at least three times, maybe four times. Be like, I'm sorry, I forgot my key.
Oh, I was about to say, because you can't put your key and your phone in the same pocket.
Yeah.
Because it takes the the magnetic, yeah, takes the connector off is what it does.
I become hotel key in wallet guy. And this happened a few days ago.
Yeah.
But I'm undefeated since that happened.
Yeah, so far so good on the room key situation. Haven't had an issue there. Some of the honorable mentions, we've got getting caught having sexy time by your parents.
Never had.
If you're living, in a home situation, yeah, you got to be nerve-wracking. That's a nerve-wracking deal there. Finding...
What kind of a gal would come over to that situation?
Yeah. Oh, the best ones. Just the best ones.
Yes.
Your internet connection dies, internet issues. Those are terrible feelings.
Yeah, especially when you're in the middle of podcasts and stuff like that.
How about losing your wallet?
Man, just,
I'm surprised that's not in the top 10.
That is a terrible feeling.
It's awful. Oh, no.
Especially since you've had it since 1986.
I lost my charging cord last night, actually. I've been having computer issues at the hotel. The Wi-Fi there is sketchy at best. Yeah. But I got that indicator, that alert, hey, you're about to lose power. So I started scrambling around for my cord. It was sitting here on the tennis courts.
Oh, yeah. You were able to get it.
So that's a long walk not knowing. I was like, crap, did that fall out of my
stressful
bag? Is it on the field? Am I going to have to go buy a new laptop? You know?
That was on the table.
Those were all running through my head as I'm driving over here.
I'm surprised you just didn't go buy a new laptop.
Shit, bleep it.
It's like,
if he get a door dash,
like, oh, wait, my cord might be on the tennis court. I have to drive over there. Let me see if I...
Just had a 13-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
Oof. Little light.
Being pooped on by a bird. Terrible feeling.
Yes. Had it happen a couple of years back, maybe last year, at the dang old rudder room. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes.
We were just sitting out there chilling on the beach, and a pigeon pooed on you.
I was surprised how much it smelled. Like, I didn't think you'd have enough volume to create a smell, but it was like a giant bird fart plus, you know, getting rained on.
And then stepping in dog poop.
Yeah.
That's not a good feeling either. That's like, what the hell? Number 10 is getting stuck in an elevator. I think you'd probably move that one up. I mean,
that's
a fear.
Yeah, I've been there. Luckily, we were able to push the door open enough that we could just crawl out. We were like halfway through floors.
I don't know if this has happened to anybody. Number 9, getting locked in a public toilet.
Getting locked in?
Getting locked
like
in a toilet.
Like the Port-a-John situation?
That, yeah.
I've had it. I've tell you what. I've on an airplane bathroom. I couldn't get out. I couldn't figure out. You have to push the door.
Yeah,
and I was struggling with it, and it wasn't quite. You know, I don't know. It was a bad situation.
This is a bad feeling. Number 8, waving at someone in public and then realizing you don't even know who they are.
Mm.
Yeah, that's an awkward one. Ruben's like, I've been there, man. That's a tough one. 7 is gaining weight on a diet. You never want to be
Rob
that
Ryan
person.
Gaining weight on a
you're
diet.
On a diet
Rob Ryan
putting on weight.
Rob Ryan did the lap band thing
and he put weight
on.
That's embarrassing.
He is the butt of a lot of jokes out here. That's one thing I have learned about old Rob Ryan.
Yeah. Old Rob.
He still takes a lot of heat. There was one person that called him a fat bleep like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
Like, seriously though, he's a fat bleep.
But seriously.
That was like a prominent cowboy.
Yeah.
I always liked him. You know, I just liked his way of saying things though.
He was
funny. Hell.
Yeah.
I'll have another job in 2 minutes. You know, he was funny.
Harry Church has some of the best stories when it comes to Rob, man.
He's like, I can look homeless and smell homeless, and I can be as bad a defensive coordinator
as
you imagine.
He had a Scooby-Doo van. He had the Scooby-Doo van that had pizza boxes and the McDonald's wrappers.
Oh, I believe it.
All in the middle of it, man.
Yeah, he doesn't care that there's 100 different cows in that burger.
He's a big pee in the Gatorade bottle guy.
Yeah.
And then drinking it. Number 6 is getting caught out of the house with no tampon for the ladies out
there.
That's going to be a tough one.
Mm.
Top 5 worst feelings, locking yourself out of your house.
Sciatic.
Or car.
How about sciatic?
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's not one that I've had to deal with
kind
yet.
Kind of nerve pain.
But I believe that would
Eric's
be...
Eric's
like,
a young guy.
You
he's got
move,
a terrible
you know?
Back.
That's got to be terrible.
It's awful.
4, taking a sip of water and finding out it's vodka.
Ooh.
That's jarring.
Well, it's probably even worse when it's happened to you, right? Didn't you drink a dip thing?
Oh,
I've done
no.
that.
As a kid, my dad would be his cigarette ash in the Coke can. I came by, took a sip of the Coke, and it ended up being a bunch of...
Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
Disgusting. 3 is leaving your cell phone at home.
I went to dinner last night without mine.
And you realize, like, oh, crap, I'm naked without it.
I didn't care. I really
it's
didn't.
It's kind of nice, actually.
I didn't. I made a point. I'm like, everybody I'm with...
move past
I'm
it.
Everybody I'm with's got a cell phone. I just left it on the charger last night.
I think if you're a cheater or you're a juggler, you're a player or whatever, that might be... Absolutely panic time.
Oh, you get like worried about wifey seeing it or something? Yeah. 2 is sleeping through your alarm. That is a terrible feeling.
That's scary.
You just wake up late and it's like, oh no, what has happened?
You used to have a nightmare about that when I did morning drive radio, that I'd be calling my boss while driving 70 in a 30 mile an hour trying to get into work. You know, begging to not be fired.
Oh, I think we have a winner in the 972. Hemorrhoid surgery the first time you try to use the bathroom after.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's number one.
But, man,
right?
the surgery is the best relief ever, though.
From your experience?
I've had them before.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Hemorrhoid surgery?
Not the surgery, but, like, I had them and then got rid of them, and it's a must.
Number one, though, is in line with that. It's just sitting on a wet toilet seat.
Ah, that's the unknown. Ooh, that's the unknown.
That's terrible. You're just not paying attention. All of a sudden, you just plunk down. You're taking care of business. You realize, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have time for a real quick story? We got to go to break.
Might be some Pep C waiting for you. Well, go ahead, Brian.
Real quick story. Bennett was going to come out here and help him with the video department, right?
He sat in a wet toilet?
No, Bennett, they're having trouble with their kids. They had some kids had to go home.
But he got a hemorrhoid.
So Bennett was going to come out here and help.
Well, a cell phone.
They asked for Bennett. He has, like, this resume. So they wanted to see his resume, his work, and all that.
Wow. Couldn't pass the background check.
No.
Smells like Rob Ryan.
He's part of a startup gambling site. And they said...
He's flagged.
And they said that because he's part of this gambling site...
Oh, he's no longer available.
They can't work because his connection with the gambling site.
I think he's got a gambling problem then. Just cost him a job.
But that's what I'm saying. I said to him, Sam, the video guy, goes, hey, man, we wanted Bennett out, but we looked at his resume.
He's a degenerate.
He's got all these gambling things as part of references and stuff. Yeah. And I go, and I'm like... I didn't know, but yeah, they needed a little resume background to check on him.
Yeah.
And he's part of a gambling app. And so he couldn't work here at camp because of that.
Mm. So that for life?
It's a big thing. I remember because working for DallasCowboys.com, I had to sign a gambling thing. I had to do a video. I had to look and study and
listen. We're the only ones that could make money off gambling.
Yeah,
not our employees.
But the fact that he's part of a gambling app.
Yeah.
On his resume, they said, no, I'm sorry, Bennett, you can't come work for us today.
Maybe it's time to update their policies. You know, it's costing them talented young people.
Maybe so.
You don't want that to be the case for long.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck. Your top 10 at 420 every afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. MLB trade deadline coming up at the top of the hour. What have the Rangers done? What else might they do? Those stories and more next in the Nation. Thank you, Alec Medford, in for Lucius. Today we have 10 minutes until the MLB trade deadline. Let's give you the very latest, and we will be back in the 5 o'clock hour as well to recap anything that's late breaking. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight as they visit the Cardinals. So trade deadline here at the top of the hour. I'd say the biggest thing that we've seen in the last 15 minutes, there's a report Yandy Diaz is not likely to be traded. And that is a good. I mean, he was sixth in MVP voting last year, and the Astros had been in on him along with the Yankees and Twins, maybe. But the report is that barring a surprise, it appears that Yandy Diaz is going to, in fact, stay put here this trade deadline, which I think's dodge bullet. We just didn't want him to go to Houston.
Or Seattle.
No, and it looks like Eloy Jimenez has been moved now to the Orioles, so they have done a really good job of adding their squad. I mean, my gosh, they are prime for a World Series run. I guess Vlad Guerrero Jr. or the Blue Jays also not going to be moved. That's a bit of a surprise. Those are probably the two hottest names when it comes to bats. I mean, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Yandy.
How could you trade a big star like that, though, if you're the Blue Jays? How could you look at your fan base seriously?
Yeah, I guess they just don't want to pay him, or maybe the contract negotiations haven't gone well, but we'll see what happens this offseason. Maybe they try and get those talks started up again, or maybe they move him then.
Yeah, it can be tough here. Okay, Josh Jung starting and playing third base. He will be batting seventh. The top of the order still the same with Smith, Seager, Simeon, bang, bang, and then Garcia. I wonder if Jung settles in well here, are you thinking about moving him to two? Are you thinking about moving him to five? A lot of options are possible. How important is it to go the righty-lefty thing?
What was Garcia yesterday? Was he 0 for 5?
Oh, in the game?
Yeah.
You go with the golden sombrero?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that out there. But
He had a really good series previously. They struggled, but he had a good series.
I kind of felt like last night he wasn't. Everybody else seemed to like be hitting through the lineup. Just a bad night for Bombay.
You now
have so many good hitters with Young coming back and Josh Smith doing what he's doing. You can push this guy down in the
order.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do. You mentioned it with the righty-lefty. Like, you do ideally want to stagger that depending on who is going to be the starting pitcher. I think Josh Young was hitting out of the five a lot last year, and Boach seemed to like him in that spot.
He was 0-for-5 last night. He was 1-for-4 the night before. Garcia struggling a little bit, although he did get on with a fielder's choice and managed to score a run last night. Still, you know, I think you're now in a position, as you know, the Rangers and Boach demonstrated last night, where you're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And if Young hits the ground running, you don't want him batting seventh, and you don't want a 2-10 hitter hitting fourth or fifth. Okay, we did get Andrew Chafin. They acquired him for Chase Lee, Joseph Montalvo, and they DFA'd Jonathan Hernandez to make room for Chafin. Sands has some stats up on Chafin. 34 years old, 3.16 ERA this year in 41 appearances. He has allowed one earned run over his last 17 innings pitched, with 26 strikeouts spanning 18 games since June 8th. Opposing lefties are batting just 180 with zero home runs against him in 2024. So this is the kind of guy that could be, you know, putting the finishing touches just the way the big Cuban did last summer, hopefully more consistent than Chapman was. DeGrom's bullpen apparently went well. As Evan Grant tweeted that JDG said afterwards, he's confident he will pitch and contribute to the Rangers team this season. It was a 45-pitch throwing session on Tuesday. So how long is that between, you know, now and obviously the end of September? You have a couple of months wiggle room to deal with there. But if he can, you know, give you quality starts, that's icing on the cake at this point. I'm just hoping to get through this year without another injury, build towards next year. If DeGrom can come back and be a guy that could just, you know, do 4 and 5 inning starts but be electric, shoot, you know how bullish I am already on this baseball team here coming down the stretch. And then a little backstory here on the Rangers going into the deadline. Buster Olney just said on television that Chris Young told the team a month ago in a fire and brimstone meeting, we're going for it.
Yeah.
So I think it did. I mean, if you look at how things have gone for the last month, I think they're 15-9 probably since that fire and brimstone meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. They've certainly turned things around. I mean, the Toronto series was a bummer, but they certainly are in position. And you look at that American League West. I understand why Chris Young's doing this. He's like, hey, nobody's running away with this thing. Why not us?
Yeah. I mean, there's that, and then there's just the, hey, guys, we're really dang good. The offense should be the least of our concerns. What the hell are you guys doing
out
there?
Yeah, let's get damn healthy and start swinging the bat.
You know, I think Boach has reached a stage in his career where he talks about times that he lost it and threw grapefruits up against a clubhouse wall like they were might as well have been 3 decades ago. Maybe you need to tap into the younger guy and see why for a little bit of that fire. Mount Young needs to erupt on these guys every now and then, I think, is basically what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, it's...
might not be cool. You might not look back on it and say, wow, I really kept my stuff together. I was so stoic. But dang it, that's what athletes need sometimes.
Yep. Yeah.
And these pro athletes get used to, oh, we're men. You can just talk to us regular. That's, to me, code for complacency. Put your boot in some... They're 25 years old. You going to tell me these guys aren't kids that need to be yelled at? Get the hell off my lawn, Rangers. Around here, we're trying to defend a World Series championship. Dump that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks, dear Medford.
Nice word, Medford.
We got the expressway coming up at 5:20. If anything,
I'm glad you said that.
Something break, Chief?
Looks like we got Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers.
Okay, so he's not going back to Baltimore.
All righty,
the Dodgers.
The Dodgers just keep throwing dollars.
We're 4 minutes from the MLB trade deadline. If anything big happens in the next 4 minutes, we'll start off with that here, top of the hour. But an edition of the finest is on deck. Chief, where are we going with that?
Yes, sir. More observations from Cowboys padded practice today and the Joe Burrow effect. It's real in Cincinnati. That's next year in the nation.
We're next in the nation. Thank you, Alec Medford, in for Lucius today. We have 10 minutes until the MLB trade deadline. Let's give you the very latest, and we will be back in the 5 o'clock hour. hour as well to recap anything that's late breaking. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight as they visit the Cardinals. So trade deadline here at the top of the hour. I'd say the biggest thing that we've seen in the last 15 minutes, there's a report Yandy Diaz is not likely to be traded. And that is a good. I mean, he was sixth in MVP voting last year, and the Astros had been in on him along with the Yankees and Twins maybe. But the report is that barring a surprise, it appears that Yandy Diaz is going to, in fact, stay put here this trade deadline, which I think's dodge bullet. We just didn't want him to go to Houston.
Or Seattle.
No, and it looks like Eloy Jimenez has been moved now to the Orioles, so they have done a really good job of adding their squad. I mean, my gosh, they are prime for a World Series run. I guess Vlad Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays also not going to be moved. That's a bit of a surprise. Those are probably the two hottest names when it comes to bats. I mean, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Yandy.
How could you trade a big star like that, though, if you're the Blue Jays? How could you look at your fan base seriously?
Yeah, I guess they just don't want to pay him, or maybe the contract negotiations haven't gone well, but we'll see what happens this offseason. Maybe they try and get those talks started up again, or maybe they move him then.
Yeah, it can be tough here. Okay, Josh Jung starting and playing third base. He will be batting seventh. The top of the order still the same with Smith, Seager, Simeon, bang, bang, and then Garcia. I wonder if Jung settles in well here, are you thinking about moving him to two? Are you thinking about moving him to five? A lot of options are possible. How important is it to go the righty-lefty thing?
What was Garcia yesterday? Was he 0 for 5?
Oh, in the game?
Yeah.
You go with the golden sombrero?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that out there. But
He had a really good series previously. Even though they struggled, but he had a good series.
I kind of felt like last night he wasn't everybody else seemed to like be hitting through the lineup. And
just a bad night for Bombay.
And bad night for Bombay.
You have so many good hitters with Jung coming back and Josh Smith doing what he's doing. You can push this guy down in the
that's
order.
That's what I was kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do. You mentioned it with the righty-lefty. Like, you do ideally want to stagger that depending on who is going to be the starting pitcher. I think Josh Jung was hitting out of the five a lot last year in Boach seemed to like him in that spot.
He was 0 for 5 last night. He was 1 for 4 the night before. So yeah. Garcia struggling a little bit, although he did get on with a fielder's choice and managed to score a run last night. Still, you know, I think you're now in a position, as you know, the Rangers and Boach demonstrated last night, where you're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And if Jung hits the ground running, you don't want him batting 7th. And you don't want a 210 hitter hitting 4th or 5th. Okay, we did get Andrew Chafin. They acquired him for Chase Lee, Joseph Montalvo, and they DFA'd Jonathan Hernandez to make room for Chafin. Sands has some stats up on Chafin. 34 years old, 3.16 ERA this year in 41 appearances. He has allowed one earned run over his last 17 innings pitched, with 26 strikeouts spanning 18 games since June 8th. Opposing lefties are batting just 180 with zero home runs against him in 2024. So this is the kind of guy that could be, you know, putting the finishing touches just the way the big Cuban did last summer, hopefully more consistent than Chapman was. DeGrom's bullpen apparently went well. As Evan Grant tweeted that JDG said afterwards, he's confident he will pitch and contribute to the Rangers team this season. It was a 45-pitch throwing session on Tuesday. So how long is that between, you know, now and obviously the end of September? You have a couple of months wiggle room to deal with there. But if he can, you know, give you quality starts, that's icing on the cake at this point. I'm just hoping to get through this year without another injury, build towards next year. If DeGrom can come back and be a guy that could just, you know, do 4 and 5 inning starts but be electric, shoot, you know how bullish I am already on this baseball team here coming down the stretch. And then a little backstory here on the Rangers going into the deadline. Buster Olney just said on television that Chris Young told the team a month ago in a fire and brimstone meeting, we're going for it.
Yeah.
So I think it did. I mean, if you look at how things have gone for the last month, I think they're 15-9, probably since that fire and brimstone meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. They've certainly turned things around. I mean, the Toronto series was a bummer, but they certainly are in position. And you look at that American League West, I understand why Chris Young's doing this. He's like, hey, nobody's running away with this thing. Why not us?
Yeah. I mean, there's that, and then there's just the, hey, guys, we're really dang good. The offense should be the least of our concerns. What the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah, let's
out
get
there?
Damn yeah. healthy and start swinging the bat.
You know, I think Boch has reached a stage in his career where he talks about times that he lost it and threw grapefruits up against a clubhouse wall like they were might as well have been 3 decades ago. Maybe you need to tap into the younger guy and see why for a little bit of that fire. Mount Young needs to erupt on these guys every now and then, I think is basically what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, it's...
might not be cool. You might not look back on it and say, wow, I really kept my stuff together. I was so stoic. But dang it, that's what athletes need sometimes.
Yep. Yeah.
And these pro athletes get used to, oh, we're men. You can just talk to us regular. That's, to me, code for complacency. Put your boot in some... They're 25 years old. You going to tell me these guys aren't kids that need to be yelled at? Get the hell off my lawn, Rangers. Around here, we're trying to defend a World Series championship. Dump that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks, dear Medford.
Nice word, Medford.
We got the expressway coming up at 5:20. If anything,
I'm glad you said that.
Something break, Chief?
Looks like we got Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers.
Okay. So he's not going back to Baltimore.
All righty.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers just keep throwing dollars.
We're 4 minutes from the MLB trade deadline. If anything big happens in the next 4 minutes, we'll start off with that here, top of the hour. But an edition of the finest is on deck. Chief, where are we going with that?
Yes, sir. More observations from Cowboys padded practice today and the Joe Burrow effect. It's real in Cincinnati. That's next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.